We're learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin in the days. The Gemara is discussing the Machlokes of Yechanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara started on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph. The Mishnah said Sefkanim, Devshanim, Meskritim, Vechalas, and Meseris, Abturim, and Achalim. All these types of doughs, Sefkanim like a spongy dough, Devshanim if it's fried in honey, Meskritim like a thin wafer, Chalas and Meseris is Cholot Shel Balabatim. You scald the flour and water. So Rish Lakish is all these things are ma'isa ilfis. They're not baked in an oven. They're baked in an ilfis like a pan on top of a stove. But Rabbi Yochanan says ma'isa ilfis chayav v'lolo she'son b'chama. Even the ma'isa ilfis is chayav. Now the Gemara brings Rish Lakish is made up by your siachul b'seif hidvik. That's like a tanner, even though it's an ilfis. But if you heat it up before you put it in, so that Rish Lakish holds it like a tanner. But if you put it in and then you heat it up, Rish Lakish holds that it can't become bread. It's not called a tanner. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it could become bread as long as you make it with heat. If it's asa mecham, if you make it with sun, then it doesn't work. So, on Amun Beis, Taisus de Maskel de Kuli Alma brings the Machlekes Rishayim, who we paskin like. He brings the Psak of Ebene Chananel, who we paskin like Rish Lakish. And he says a few reasons for it. One is the Gemara had a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, it's a Machlokes Tanon. But then the Gemara said, no, it's not a Machlokes Tanon. Both Tanon hold like Rish Lakish. And they're just arguing when Yechazev and Efe B'taner. So it sounds like the Maskana of Gemara is that everybody holds like Rish Lakish. And Ma'isa Ilfus is Pater according to everyone. It's just a Machlokes if afterwards you bake in the Taner. And also, the next Gemara brings the Rabban of Yesu was sitting in back of Reb Zeirim and telling him to ask Ula the Shaila b'hidbik b'fnim v'sich mi b'chutz or hidbik b'fnim v'avuka kenegdei. Are those things considered ilfis or taner? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no nafkamin if it's ilfis or taner. They're both chayiv. Elamai, the Amiron, Rabban, Rav Yesu, Reb Zeirim, they're all like Rish Lakish, and that was the maskanas of Gemara. Now, can't we shine them hold this way? Like we said, Rabbi Nechanan paskins this way. The Rif also brings it from the Bahag. The Bahag said it b'shem HaKayin Tzedek. And the Urayim paskins this way, Mitzvah Memches. And in the Mishnayis in Chala, Perkalch Mishnah Dal, it's interesting, the Riba Malki Tzedek and the Pirish Mishnayis Laramam, which is not how we paskins in the Yad and the Rav, they all paskin that Maisa Ilfis is part, they need a Tana. But La Maisa, we don't pass in that way, because Rav Yishayim, Taisus brings down the Reed, that we're passing a Berchanan, and the Iker Raya is one Raya. The Gemara in Yavama says that we always pass in a Berchanan except for three things. There's not one of the three things. And the Ran says, when Yishayim, who pass in like Rish Lakish hold, that since here the Gemara had a Maskana like Rish Lakish, because in the Bryce we didn't have to mention it, but the Ran said no. Because those three things that we pass like Rish Lakish, also there's a Bryce like Rish Lakish, but we mentioned it. So Isis, if you don't mention it, we always pass it like a Berchanan, and that's the clout. So the Rif, that's the Maskan of the Rif and the Rosh. The Rambam passes that way. You have the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and the Shultas, the Rabbi Chai, which the Rif brings down. And also the Rishayim, you all pass it that way. The Balamar and the Ramban and Melchamis and the Ran and Ram Chalavim, Rabbeinu David, they all pass it like a Berchanan. And that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch without any chalkim and simon shinchav tes that yechayiv. L'chayim means you make a bracha and chalam even by a ma'isa ilfis. There's one other shita, the Balamar brings Rabbein Ephraim that says it's a sveik of the dina. The Gemara didn't say clearly, and the Rechlish Yidva also holds that way. So we have the Yidva and Rabbein Ephraim hold it's a sveik of the dina. We have Kamiri Shainim, the Rabbein Chananel, and the Bahag, and the Urayim and other Rishayim that hold that we paskin like Rish Lakish, but Rav Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Shiltis, and Kama other Rishayim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But there is another interesting Machlokes which doesn't have such a clear Psak, which is Taisus brings you Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan is nafka when you bake it in the ilfis. If you bake it in a pot, that means without any liquid. So that's called baking, even though you don't have a tanner. But if you cook it, with a mashke, that's not lechem even called Rabbi Yochanan, and that wouldn't be for challah, not for matzah. And all the Rishayim agree to that. All the Rishayim agree that it's dafka baked. A cooked thing is not lechem, that's for sure. But there's a machlokes Rishayim, if that's in all cases or only by blilasei rakah. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam that's mechalak between by cooking between b'losa irak and b'losa ava. What's b'losa ava means a solid, and b'losa irak means a liquid. They would see a dough and a batter. If you have a dough which is solid, it's sticky, but it's solid, it doesn't pour. So then that's b'losa ava, and Rabbeinu Tam holds in that case it will be lechem even if it's cooked. B'losa irak is like a batter. So then if it's cooked, it's not called lechem. And what's his makar? Well, first there's a Gemara in Menachos and Brachos that says that you make a bracha on Maitzi when you eat a menacha, when you eat Menachos. So the shaila is, a Milchus Ma'afei Taner is baked, but a Milchus Machmachmas and Macheshes, they're fried in oil. They're fried in oil. So why do you make a Hamaitzi? So that's Rabbeinu Tam's raya. The Rishonim who argue Rabbeinu Tam, like we're going to mention, they hold that either the pshat is that Mishnah is talking about just the mafei taner or a minchas seilus that you baked in the oven, or they say that since there's not too much oil, which is also important halacha, that if you just fry it in a little bit of oil, so it's not enough oil to be considered cooked. So they would hold that that would be called like a ma'isa ilfus, and we pass like a berchen on the echayiv in chala if you're just frying it in a little bit of oil, not enough to be called cooked. But the Rabbeinu Tam is also coming from the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Chala. It's Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. It says like this: Isa shetchilasa v'seifus sevganim p'turim min Chala. If it starts off sevganim and ends off sevganim, then it's part of Chala. If it's chilasa sevganim v'seifa isa, or chilasa isa v'seifa sevganim, then it's geves b'chala. It starts off as an Isa and ends off Sifganim, or it starts off Sifganim and ends off an Isa, then it's Chayev and Chala. So what's Sifganim and what's Isa? So Rabbeinu Tam holds like this. The Tchilas Sifganim means Bila Siraka. Means it's a batter. Tchila Isa means Bila Sa'ava. What is a Seifa? Seifa Sifganim means it's cooked in Mashka. And Seifa Isa means it's baked in an oven. So here's what the Mishnah means. If it's both b'losei raka and it's cooked and not baked, then it's potter from challah. But if it's b'losei ava, that's chilasei isa, and then it's cooked, seifa sufganim, it's chayev l'challah. And if it's b'losei raka, that's chilasei sufganim, but it's baked in an oven, that's seifa isa, it's also chayev l'challah. That's where Rabbeinu Tam's coming from. If either it's b'losei ava, then it doesn't need to be baked in an oven, or if it's baked in an oven, then it doesn't need b'losei ava. But most of the Rishonim argue Rabbeinu Tam. It starts, it's the Rash on the Mishnayis there, which the Rash brings down here. And the Torah holds that that's the Maskana of the Rash. It's the Rambam in Ilchas Bikurim, Berek Vav Alochi Yedbeis. And it's the Ramban in Ilchas Chala, and the Rashban is Piskei Chala. They all argue Rabbeinu Tam. And they say no. If it's not baked, either oven or an Ilchas somehow, but if it's cooked, even it's Bilasa Ava, Yinachayev and Chala. So how did they learn Pshat in the Mishnah Tchilasei Sifganim V'Seifei Sifganim and Tchilasei Sifganim V'Seifei Isa and Tchilasei Isa V'Seifei Sifganim? They all like this. Isa means baked in an oven. Sifganim means cooked in a mashkan. That's what it means. What does it mean Tchilasei and Seifei? Tchilasei means your original intent, the original kavana, was to bake it in an oven. That's Tchilasei Isa. So even if it's Seifei Sifganim, you ended up not baking it in an oven. But since Chala Yechayim Mishaz Gilgul, so Emela and a Mishaz Gilgul, you were planning on baking in an oven, that's Chilasa Isa. So even though it's Seifus of Ganim, you didn't end up baking in an oven, but you're ready Chayim. It's not going to be Pakar Achiev. Who had then, if Chilasa of Ganim, your original intent was not to bake in an oven, was to cook it, but then you changed your mind and Seifa Isa, you baked it in an oven, so it's also Chayim. If your original intent was to bake it in the oven, you Chayim because of the intent. Yechayev Mishas Gilgul, and it doesn't go off when you didn't bake it in the oven when you cook it. If your original intent was to cook it, so far you're potter, but when you bake it, it becomes lechem, so then you're going to be chayev. So when do you say that you're potter? Only if your original intent was to cook it, and you taka cooked it. That's Tchilas of Seifus of Gan. That's what these Rishayim hold, like we said. Rabbeinu Tam is on one side, on the other side is the Rash, the Rambam, the Maskana of the Rosh, the Ramban, and the Rashba. Now the Rosh adds an interesting thing, that the Yerushalmi says that let's say your intent was to cook it, but to bake a little bit of it. You decided to bake a little bit of it. So even if you only baked a little bit of the dough, all the dough was chayim v'chala. Because once you start baking it, we think maybe you'll bake the whole thing, and that makes all the dough b'chayev v'challah. The Tur in Simen Shin Chav Teh says that the Maram was naig when he made a dough, which is b'lasei ava. So now it'll be a shailer, b'in the Talmud only y'chayev v'challah. And when you're not planning on baking it, you're planning on cooking it in water or frying it, so according to other Rishayim, you'd be pater, that you'd bake a little bit of it in order to be mechayev it. And the Beis Yosef says it's kavanis that it should be chayev in the bracha, which is interesting. I think some Achrayim mentioned it's not so clear that according to Yishalmi, you'd be chayev in the bracha. Maybe it's just like a chash, ke'ilu yimechaven. But that's what the Beis Yosef learns, that the Maram specifically baked at least a little bit of it when they were making a dish that was bilasa oven cooked. So according to Benin Tam, Yechayim v'chala, and according to other Yishayim, you're not. But he made up, he's going to bake a little bit of it, and then you'll be Chayim v'chala, chuli alma, and you can make a bracha. Now, this machlekes, it's not 100% muskim that we paskin, how we paskin. Because the machlekes of Chayim negate two things. It's negate to the Chayim v'chala, that according to Benin Tam, if it's bilasa ova, and you're not going to bake it, you're going to cook it, it's still Chayim v'chala. And according to Rabbi Shainim, no. It's only if it's baked. And it's also negayim, whether you say hametzi or berch samazin. That if you have a dough, which was bilasa ava, but it wasn't baked, it was cooked, according to many times, you say hametzi berch samazin, because it's passed. According to other Rishainim, you don't. As long as it wasn't baked in an oven, or at least in an ilfis, it wouldn't be, it was cooked in liquid, so you wouldn't make hametzi, even if it's bilasa ava, even if it's a dough and not a batter. So it's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideus in Shin Chav Tes Legat Michalom paskins that you potter. That any time it was cooked in a liquid, it wasn't baked in a taner or an ilfis, you potter from challah even as bilasei ava. But at Aruch Chaim in Siman Kuf Samaches, it says he brings min astam the day that it's not lechem, but he brings yesh cholkim and he says you yesh shemayim yetzidei shneim. And you shouldn't eat until you made another bracha. She's in the middle of a meal. You shouldn't eat this thing because they have a shayla. According to Rav Yishayim, it's mezaynis, but according to Tamas Hamaitzi, so she eat it during the meal. And the Ramah says it's no gula hakel. And the Paiskim explain that he means no gula hakel not to make the bracha of Maitzi and Birch Samazin like the Rav Yishayim. Now I don't understand the Mechaba so well. Why by Chala doesn't he mention a tzad that you chayiv in challah, and by hametzi and berach samazin, he says the yirei shemayim should only eat in the sudo. Why wouldn't he say that yirei shemayim should mafresh challah without a bracha? Not 100% sure. But on the etzim sack, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Magen Avraham that says that he thinks if you ate not kedei sviya, so then you make mezainis and you make alam echir, because anyway, midrash you wouldn't be chayiv in berach samazin. So merely, you don't have to be machmer. Yirei Shemayim is machmer natu. But if you ate kedei sviya, so then it's a shayla v'deraisa. So it has a suffix deraisa, so you have to make birch samazin mikir edin. And as I say in the Biagro also, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, but the Mishnah Berurah says a bikkadish. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's only when you're planning on making, on baking it. You're planning on making a pass, and you change your mind and you decided to cook it, then the din is that if you eat kedei sviya, you mechuyev to bench. But if you were planning on cooking it from beginning to the end, then you don't have to bench, even if you eat kedei sviya. As I paskin there in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bialach explains like this, he says, even though the Magen Avraham and the Chura, the Gayan also, sounds like you have to be machmir misaf like Rabbeinu Tam. So it doesn't make a difference what your intention is. Rabbeinu Tam holds that blulasa of is lechem no matter what, even if your intention was to cook it. So that's what it sounds like from the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham holds, if you eat kedei sviya, says the suffix derisus, you have to bench. But he says, Achreinim are bothered, because Rav Yishayim, like we mentioned, the Rash and the Rambam, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh and the Ran, they hold not like a Benitam, they hold it's not Lechem. And the Mechaber is says in that way, and the Ramah says, Kainogul Hakel. Now the Mechaber says, Yirei Shemayim is Yesidei Shneim. So who says it's a suffix? It's just a Chumra to Yimachma like a Benitam. So even if you ate kedei sviya, you won't have to bench. That's the psak. You're going to bench. It's connected to the psak. Now the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, but that's if you weren't planning on baking it. But if you're planning on baking it, then it's possible, even according to the other Rishayim, even the Rishayim on Nalak Abenitam. Abenitam, like we said, holds Hilasa Isa Vesayvus of Kana means whenever it's Bilasa of its Lechem, even if you're not going to bake it. But according to the Rash and the other Rishonim, Tchilasos of Ganim v'Seifa Issa means that you are planning on. You are planning on baking it, so that's why you are chayiv and chala. You are planning on baking it, you are chayiv and chala, even though afterwards you decided to cook it, but it's not going to be pakad chayiv chala. So he said, if you have the lase oven you are planning on baking, so even the gabi berch samazin and amaitzi, if you ate kedei svi, you have to bench. Because even though the Beis Yosef holds not the way, the Beis Yosef holds that even if you are planning on baking it, that's only the gabi chayiv chala. Because chayiv chal is mishas gilgul. But for amaitzi and berch samazin, if you didn't end up baking it, it's not called lechem. As I state, he brings it for Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Rabbeinu Yaina and Brachas. But the Vialacha brings it, the Bach and the Karban Asanel and others, hold that if you planned on baking it, it's going to be lechem, even the gabi amaitzi and berch samazin. So Mamela, since it's possible that even according to the Rishonim that hold that Bilasa Ava doesn't make it into bread, but you plan on baking it makes it into bread, if it's even legami birch samazin and hamaitzi, so mamel if you ekedei sviya, you have to bench. Then the Bialacha says, I have a riot to that, because you see, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri don't want to be mechala between chala and benching. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say, just like you find legami bilase ava, if you hold that's pshat in the Mishnah, calls to tchilasis of ganim v'seifai isa. It means bilase ava has a chi of chala even if you didn't bake it. So they say, who would then legabi berch samazin and amaitzi also? They're not mechalati the two. They're both tali neshem lechem. So Rabbeinu Yena holds that there could be a chilek because chala is tali b'shas gilgul. So since b'shas gilgul is bilase ava, so it's called lechem. So mele tali b'shas gilgul. So mele, even though you didn't bake it, but it's already lechem because it's bilas avu b'shas gilgul. Rabbi Amaitzi is tali b'shas achila, and by then it was already cooked and it was bottled mitaris lechem. Many are not such a tzad, but the ma'aseh we know that way. We know that bilas avu. Since you see a chayim and chala, who would then you make a berach samaitzi? But I think it's not mamish the same. That's what the Bialacha taindes that you see from these rishonim and not mechalati in berach samaitzi. And legabe chala, but to me it's two different shailas. If blilase ava is considered lechem legabe chala, so then who would then legabe hamaitzi and berch samazin? Are you going to say like Rabbeinu Yonah? No, it's only lechem at the time of Gilgul. Where there it was blilase ava, it's lechem. Mashenke, by the time you're eating it, it wasn't cooked in the tanner, so it's ice lechem. So there, I hear the svara would say not that way because it's not lechem yet anyway, just because b'lase ava. It wasn't baked or cooked. The pshat is, if you're going to tell me that b'lase ava will remain lechem no matter what, so then the gilgul will be mechayev and echala. But if b'lase ava, when you cook it becomes ice lechem, so why is it lechem now? It's not a good svar. That's our benitam in the rehold, that since you see b'lase ava is chayev echala, vices b'lase ava doesn't have to be baked in the tanner. But also, of it's going to be lechem without being baked in the tanner. So who would the legabe amaitzi and berch samazin? Mashenkein, the other svara of tchilasa isa that you were planning on baking it. So then it chats like this: when you go and be megalgal a dough, you make a dough, and this dough you plan on it becoming lechem. That's mechayev the dough and challah. And if you didn't end up doing your plan, not the pshat that it stays lechem, it's not lechem. But since the original intent of the dough was for lechem, that made the dough chayim and chala, not the lechem, it's the plan of lechem that's making the chayim and chala, and that chiv won't go off. But legame hamaitzi and berch samazin, lemaisi didn't end up doing the plan. So the plan was mechayev and echala because the chiv chal zeh mishas gilgul. It doesn't have to be lechem at the time that it's chayev and echala, it's not. It's a dough. Now the pshat is, you plan on making lechem, makes the chiyuv chala. So you change the plan, the chiyuv is not paka. Mashenken legabe meitzi berch samazin, that's not telling the shas gilgul. It has to be lechem the time you ate it. When you change your plan, it never ended up becoming lechem. It's still chayiv and chala because the kavanah to be lechem is mechayiv and chala. So even though the rishonim aren't mechalik between lechem and berch samazin, that's legami the din of blilase ava. Because why is b'lase ava chayev and chala? Because haintitz lechem and later it's not going to be lechem? Why? What's the pshat? Haintitz also not lechem. It would only be because later it's going to be lechem no matter what. So that would be for Berg Samazin and Leitzi also. That even though there's a bishul, the glossa oven makes a lechem no matter what. But if you say that glossa isa means the kavana to bake it, the kavana to bake it means that since that kavana to make a lechem, that's mechayiv and echal, even though haintitz not lechem. And that chiv is not paka. But legami Berg Samazin and Leitzi, if you didn't end up carrying out your plan, it never became lechem. That's the basis of svara. Mechayiv glad to get svara. Aval halacha, the Magen Avraham and the Gaon anyway say that you should be machmeh for the raisins like Rabbeinu Tam and bench. It sounds like the hold is not nifsik, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So halacha could be any time it's bilos se'ova, you'd have to bench. And lemaisa, since there are achrayim that say that your kavana to make it lechem would also make it the after bench, avadal lemaisa, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is richtig. Now the Gemara also discusses the din of hadav afi. The Gemara brings the machlokes. That's the maskan of the braisa between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakhama holds that when you made a maisa ilfis, which these Tanam hold, is not considered to be lechem, and then you hadav afi betana, so it becomes lechem. And the Yehuda holds no, ain lechem ala afi betana, meaning has to originally be betana. Rabbi brings a pasuk. To say, Alpha Esen Osh Lachem Batana Echa, Lechem Alpha Batana Echa, Kari Lechem, Shein Alpha Batana Echa, then Kari Lechem. So here the Rif brings down that there is a sheet that passes like a Yehuda, and the Ran says because Rava explains it, so that's why we pass like it. But the Gemara in Yevamis says klar that even if you made it, if you hold the Afya Batana, so then it becomes Lechem, as I state in the Gemara in Yevamis Nafmem. That chalt is called lechem, even though you originally were chalte, but since you were hada afi betaner, it blames lechem. You see, the Rishayim talk about, a lot of Rishayim talk about, there's three different Gemaras about chalot that say three different things. Ag Gemara says that chalot is pater from chalot. That's what the Mishnah says. Chalot and Maseris is chalot shabalabatim. It's pater from chalot. The Gemara earlier, on Daf Lam and Vavim in days, says that chalot, you can't be yetzer matzah because it's not lechem aini. So it sounds like it is lechem, it's just not lechem ayni. And the Gemara in Yevamis says that you are yetzer matzah, yetzer bechavasu bepesach. So three different Gemaras about cholot. Ag Gemara says b'chol not lechem. The Gemara early is mashman that it's lechem, it's just not lechem ayni. And the Gemara in Yevamis is mashman it's even lechem ayni. So already Taisus on the bottom of Tal Lamed Vavim and Bey speaks about it, and the Baal Amor and the Ramban. And the Asagas HaRaivit, they all speak about how to answer the Baal Amor brings the Rabbeinu Ephraim. They all speak about how to answer all the three Gemaras. There could be chalukah between the Gemara here that says it's not Lechem Ayin, Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's Tumma Yain, Shaman, and Dvash, and Taisa says it's Tumma Bilase Ova, that's why it's not Lechem Ayin, as opposed to that Gemara's Bilase Rakam. They come in different derutzim. But with all the raid, I'm not going to go through all of it, but with all the raid in the Rishayim, the teretz between our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevamis, they all say one teretz. Very simple. That our Gemara that says that chol this pot is when you didn't bake it in the Tanner. But Tomei, you didn't bake it in the Tanner. Either you baked in the Ilfus according to Rish Lakish, or you baked the Pacham according to Berecha, but you never baked it in the Tanner. The Gemara in Yevamis says clearly you hodder after your Tanner. So that's like the Tanner Kama here. That when you hodder after your Tanner, it becomes Lechem, even if before it wasn't Lechem. Now, why is the Gemara before call it that it's not lechem ayni, and the Gemara there is mashmi oyetsa? That's that the Rishayim have different terutzim. The Baal Amor learns the Gemara there doesn't mean it's not lechem ayni; it means it's not lechem like our Gemara. There are all sorts of terutzim, but the teretz between our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevamis is very simple. It's mefurish in the Gemara in Yevamis. That's how the afi betaner is. The manan of the afi betaner, right? And like we said, Rabbeinu Tam holds that when it's bilase ova. So then, it's lechem even if you're not hod afi betana. But that's not the Gemara in Yevamis, because the Gemara in Yevamis says it's hod afi betana. But one nekuda, the Ramban al-Lechamis says a chiddush. He says that it helps hod afi betana is only if it's still not in his bashal kol tzarek after the chalita. The Gemara before, Adaf Lam Zayinim and Aleph says, Matzahina yaitzu with, because it's kol sheparsev ein chuta nimshachem himena. It doesn't have strings sticking out from it. So that's called matzahina, that's called the yaitza with it. But if it's kudun mshachim, so mamela, it's not considered fully cooked or baked. So that's why it helps to be afi betana. And even that, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the way, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that since you started off without a tanner, so mevela doesn't work. But the Rabban says that if it's a special cold tzarkai, and it's eichut and mshachin imenu, it doesn't help to bake afterwards. So that's a big chiddush. The chayv very big chiddush ladina. That even though the Gemara says when you bake it afterwards, it works, but the Rabban says only if, when it was cooked, it wasn't fully cooked. Now I saw the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amunah, in the Rama Milchus Bikurim Perek Vav, he brings the Sifkat and Pehei, he brings this Kiddush B'Shem to say for Chalas Lechem. He says that Ladino, the Gabi Nechi of Chala, that you need to bake in the Tanah for a Chi of Chala or an Ilfis, and if you cooked it, and then you baked it, it's also called baked in the Tanah, but Dafka, if it wasn't cooked, called Tzarkai, and he brings down on the Banim, the Chaim is in the Mechamis over here. So he brings the la'alacha l'gabi chala. But I didn't see it, and he brings it, at least the chalas lecha, brings it la'alacha. But I didn't see l'gabi berach samaitzi and berach samazin, that someone should bring this halacha. It says there that a chalat that you make in the tanner has a din, that you make a maitzi and berach samazin, but it doesn't say clearly, if it's a special called tzarka, it doesn't have that din. And the chayr, it's very negeya. But I saw in the Mishnah Berurah Maduris Dershu, it's in Simon Kufsa Beches, it's on the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Pei Dalet, that the Gdolei HaPeskim had a Shailam, Legabe Lakshin Kugel. Does Lakshin Kugel have a din pass? Well, it would be pass above a Gisanim, because it's made with different sugar or spices or whatever it is, so it wouldn't be Hamaitzi. But the question is, what if you Kavei Yisuda? What if you eat a lot of Lakshin Kugel, and you Kavei Yisuda? You Lakshin Kugel by a Kiddush, and there's a shalafi kevei yisuda. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach said it's not pas b'chol. So that's why the lakshin kugel by a kiddush, if they eat cake, so you can eat too much cake, it's a shalafi kevei yisuda, you'll have to bench. But lakshin kugel is b'chol not pas, and mela, you don't have to bench on it. But they brought from Rabbi Yashiv, they know, why shouldn't it be pas? You make it in a tanner. So it's a regular pas of Obek Yisanim. And if you kevei yisuda, you do need b'chol mazim. And they bring that, Nissen Karelis was mesupik, and they bring from the Chazon Ish, he was mesupik about it. But I think Lechayr is totally in this, because it's true you bake it, but it's already fully cooked beforehand, right? The lakshin is already completely cooked. So if you're going to say like this Rabban al Muhammad, that any time it's fully cooked, the baking is not going to turn it into pass, so who did the lakshin kugel? It was completely cooked beforehand, now you baked it, it won't become into pass. So according to the Rabban, Abshalim Zalman Orbach's psak is correct. Maybe that's where he was coming from. That even though you're baking it, it doesn't matter. It's fully cooked beforehand, so it can't turn into pas. But it sounds like what they're quoting from the Chazon Ish, he was misupik about it, and Rabbi Yashin held that it does have a din of a pas, so it sounds like he's not naming on like this Mechamis Lahalacha, and even if it's fully cooked, the baking it could make it into pas. L'chayr, that's what it's telling you.